The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy. Pure energy.
Really, you can't. We have 6 days of practice without that. Then you get to that off day. So we want to go heavy as much as we can. That's why we go 4 days of pads. So the way to be able to work it in is getting a moderate, then going to heavy. And then you get that, once you get that off day, now you got to try to get 2 more days. And you don't want to go with a regen into that that off day. So really thinking through the whole thing, it's about what we can do to make it those hard practices the most efficient and best that they are. So that's why we put those in between there.
Heavy practices? Hard practices?
Yes, yes. I think you might get some disagreement there from the likes of Tyler Palumbis and Chad Brown and Brandon Stokely.
Well, compared to what it used to be, yeah, there's a difference, but this is their hard. You know, I mean, we had to walk uphill in the dark both ways, you know, storms and
terrible. Can't believe you've become the most
progressive,
open-minded of all the hosts here.
Inconceivable.
Mr. Old School himself.
Right, you can't. Listen, man, you cannot. You can't go, hey, genie's out of the bottle, right? I mean, they let it out.
That's a good point. It's not going back.
It's not going back in there. So.
By the way, apparently all the defensive linemen are wearing shirts that say dark side. Like the dark side.
Uh-huh.
Once again, bringing up, we continue to be battered, you and I, on both sides. People weren't happy with the Star Wars Nathaniel Hackett song. Now they're saying we should go back to the Nathaniel Hackett song. What was the song that the listeners voted on? True, honest, full disclosure, the Pure Energy was voted on by you,
yeah,
the listeners.
Yes.
We originally went with your choice. But then Nathaniel Hackett weighed into you, and he went with the Star Wars theme, so he switched to the Star Wars theme. But we just weren't feeling it.
Yeah.
So we overruled the coach.
Yeah.
And we went back to the listener's vote.
Right.
And our choice.
Yeah, I'm not, listen, I'm not going to apologize. And if you feel like you would rather have, you know, the Star Wars theme, then get yourself a damn show. But if you don't have a show,
simple as that.
But you're pissing and moaning.
Just get your own show.
Yeah.
That's what Stink says. That's his advice to you today. Just get your own show.
If that's what you want. Next, I mean, if that's what you want, then, you know.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It's gone really good. Yeah, like you said, we haven't played a game together. We had some reps, you know, last year, and then during this offseason, during OTAs and stuff like that together. So it's been going well. Communication's still coming along. You can never be perfect on that end, but definitely coming along. Pre-snap communication and then post-snap communication is getting a lot better, too. So it's been good. And, you know, with a new player out there, it's always a little bit of adjustment, but I think we're doing really well together so far.
All right, that's Josie Jewell. We continue to be underwhelmed by what the Broncos are trying out at linebacker, have been for the last few years. But in today's increasing evolution of positionless defensive football, does it matter as much if your linebackers aren't as strong as you'd like them to be? If they're not jumping out at you, can you work around that? Can you mitigate that?
If they're not as strong against the run as you would like them to be, that's one thing. And then you can be better if you can, you know, hit before you get hit, so to speak. If you're so quick that you put offensive linemen and, you know, and fullbacks and people like that in a compromised position where they're a little bit, you get them on their edge right quick and all that kind of stuff. But I will tell you, the more I travel around the league, the more I talk to defensive coordinators, the more I talk to defensive coaches, the more I talk to players, that underneath part, well, let's face it, Mike, what is the number one area that people try to exploit in today's game with a bunch of quick five-step drops, three-step drops, getting the ball out of your hand quick? What is it? It's the underneath coverage. What comprises, if you're playing a base defense, what comprises like 3/4 of your underneath coverage? What there are five underneath zones. What four or three of them of the five are linebackers. In base, two are in your nickel coverages. So
you better have some.
You better have some dudes that can straight up can cheat zones. They can that are smart, that are savvy, that can read things, and then make up for that cheated zone. Yeah, it's a problem.
Next on the Morning Boo.
Broncos country. That's right.
Notice I said Morning Boo, not Morning Brew.
I said Morning Boo. He's your Morning Boo?
No, not that. Not that kind of boo. I mean, like boo, like boo.
Oh, you mean
so
like...
So, yesterday, Sue Bird played her final game for the Seattle Storm.
Uh-huh.
I know you were watching.
Right.
WNBA. 18,000 in attendance. They had a ceremony for Sue Bird, and there were plenty of video tributes that came in.
You know, I love the video tributes.
Oh,
right?
You're a big fan.
Love the video tribute.
Yeah.
So, anyway, one of the pregame video tributes was Russell Wilson. And there were boos. Russell Wilson.
Really?
In Seattle.
Yeah.
A harbinger of what's to come, week one?
Oh, yeah.
How hostile do you think that environment is going to be?
That is...
And should it be?
No.
Should it be?
It shouldn't, but, you know, they're scorned right now, Mike. They're very upset. And they've gone... This just goes to show you how full of baloney they all are over in Seattle right now. Because it's like, oh, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with him. Like, if that were truly the case, if it was really about, listen, man, he's going to cost all your cap. He's really not all that good. He's declining. Hey, good luck. We're happy to have Drew Locke and Geno Smith. Like, we love the battle, the competition, you know, all the garbage that you hear from
uh-huh.
that. If they truly weren't scorned lovers, there would be no boos. There would be nothing but cheers. But they're really angry that they don't have a quarterback now.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Check back with them in week six. Check back with them in week six, and I think they will have had a sudden epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I like the inning we put together in the sixth. We had a couple chances against Davies, didn't capitalize early in the game. That's a little frustrating for the guys for sure. But, you know, overall, you know, we're gaining on it on the road. I think there's a collective effort and emphasis on doing more of what we did this series.
So, apparently, a 2-6 road trip is progress.
For Bud Black.
Well, sure. Increasingly, there have been calls for Bud Black's job. That the 48-63 Rockies would be better, appreciably better, if Bud Black wasn't the skipper. You agree with that?
No.
Like if Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, was suddenly the Rockies manager.
What's their record?
What's their record right now is 48-63. What would their record be right now if Dave Roberts had been the manager all year?
48-63.
I think the best managers in baseball on their own are worth maybe 3 to 5 wins.
In 162
over 162 game schedule? Is that too much?
Maybe. Listen,
they wouldn't be a contender.
I just go back to Jimmy Leland. When Jimmy Leland was coaching my son in Detroit, Jimmy was like, chemistry, give me good players.
Yeah.
I don't care about chemistry.
Yeah.
I don't care if the guys like each other. Like, just give me good players.
Look, all you need to know, read any national baseball column. And if the subject of the Rockies ever come up, it'll always be written, the industry continues to be mystified by what that front office does. Really. They continue to just be, like, almost in awe
right.
of what this front
yeah.
office and yeah. this organization
you're,
does.
You're right. You're 100% right. It's like, how can they continue? It is. It's one of those things that they look at the Rockies and go, how do they continue to get fans to come out?
Right?
Like, how do they do it?
How do they do it?
It is.
Because they are terrible.
Oh, it is like Dumbledore is running the... I mean, it's a magical... You just come on into Hogwarts. Like, come on in and just enjoy the, you know, the birch beer or whatever. What was it? What did they serve in Hogwarts?
Oh, geez, I don't
bitter,
know.
Isn't that some type of bitter birch beer?
I'm not a Harry Potter nerd. Come on now.
You're not?
Don't be like that. Come on now.
For sure you'd be like,
Jubilee all great. That will do it for the Morning Brew.